This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Opening day 2024, Yankees getting set to take on the Astros a little bit later on, 3:30. Coverage begins right here on The Fan with the Yankees in Houston. Nestor Cortez on the mound for the Yanks. We went over their lineup. If you missed anything, you can check it out on the free Odyssey app and get our thoughts on the Yankees and everything we discussed so far. We also had Keith Hernandez on a little while ago. Check that out as well on the free Odyssey app, or check out our podcast on there. And you could download any part of the show via the podcast on the Odyssey app as well. Now, let's do the over-unders.
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. You know, Mike and Chris, you should just pick from the over-under totals and pick, you know, four. Or they probably did six teams each and see what their record was at the end of it. You and I are going to go head-to-head here. We're going to have the Mets total, Yankees total, and then some individual props over-under numbers for the year. Mm-hmm. We have a list of, I have five Met props. You have five Yankee props.
I got them.
And then, on top of that, the Mets and Yankees over-under win total.
Yes.
We are going to select six from that total. Six each.
Okay. Okay.
And there would be a tiebreaker on top of it. In case we both go 3-3, there'll be a tiebreaker. Six, fair number?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like a draft. Well, I have a coin here.
I like it.
Yeah, I have a coin here.
Or Wally Backman, you could have said, you know. You could have said that.
What the hell did I just... Here it is, the penny. I have a penny. Zoo brought in a penny. We'll have a coin flip to see who goes first.
Okay.
Now, it's snake style. So, let's say you win and go first. You have the first pick. I get number 2 and 3. And
yes.
And so on.
Yes.
Okay. You want to go over the numbers first or go over the...
I think we should present everybody what we have.
Right. Okay. So I'll go first.
Before we start deciding.
So the Mets win total is 82.5. So
yep.
There are two selections to be made there, either the over or the under. Yankees win total, 91.5. Again, two selections, either the over or the under.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets props that I came up with, we'll start with Pete Alonso, over under 42.5 home runs on the season.
Okay.
Luis Severino, over under a 4 ERA on the season.
Mm.
Jeff McNeil, over under 298 batting average on the season. Francisco Lindor, over under 23.5 steals on the year.
Okay.
And Francisco Alvarez, over under 23.5 home runs on the season. Now, again, you can either select the over or the under.
Got
you don't
it.
Have to pick either. We take six from our pool. What do you have?
All right. I got, I think I have a pretty good mixed bag here. I'm going to go. The first one is Soto, OPS, over under 946, which is his actual career mark. So OPS, Soto, over under. This one's a little creative. Volpe. I think you'll like this one. Anthony Volpe, over under 55.5, which represents total steals and home runs combined.
Well, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, I think you like it. So, you know, a little point of reference. Last year, he stole 24 bases. He had 21 home runs. That's obviously 45. I'm tacking on 10 more based on, you know, next,
right.
Whatever. Just not going to hit 2 on 9, I don't think. So, Volpe, over under 55.5 total steals, home runs. Number three is Gerrit Cole, over under 20.5 starts.
Wow.
Keep in mind, he had 12 last year. There's a rhythm to this.
Right.
And I found this on my own. I just went digging. I didn't even find this on a site. He had 12 starts last year before June 1st. okay?
Okay.
He made 33 starts for the whole year. And the thought is that he will be back by June 1. So I basically deleted the 12 and got to a number. If he's back by June 1st, that would represent that.
Okay.
20 and a half.
20 and a half on call. Okay. Did you write mine down or no?
I did not.
Okay. You probably should
I
have.
I should have. Judge, this is easy. Judge home runs over under 41 and a half. I know Pete's 42 and a half. I remember that.
Right.
Judge 41 and a half. And the last one, it's funny. You went for a wild card in the rotation. So am I. Clark Schmidt over under 3.75.
Wow.
ERA, which might be a little low
okay.
for some.
Volpe, what was the total? 55 and a half?
55 and a half. Total steals
and
bombs.
What was your first one that you had?
Soto, OPS, 946.
946.
Now, just give me yours again real quick.
Yep.
Pete, 42 and a half.
Pete, 42 and a half homers.
Yep.
Lindor, 23 and a half steals.
Hold on, I'm right at that. 23 yep. and a half stolen bases. Lindor got it.
Alvarez, 23 and a half home runs.
23 and a half home runs for Alvarez.
McNeil, 298 batting average.
298, Pete, okay.
McNeil.
McNeil. I mean, I always say, yeah. I know a Pete McNeil. Jeez. Jeff.
And Seve.
Idiot.
4 ERA.
Seve 4. Gotcha.
And then the Yankees-Mets win total, just so you have
I got those. 91 okay. and a half Yanks, 82 and a hook for the Mets.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's go, baby.
Flip the coin. What do you call?
Give me heads.
I didn't even flip the right one.
Yeah. Give me heads. He caught it, at least.
That is heads. You have the first pick.
All right. Can I pass, or can I?
You could. Sure, I guess. Defer? You defer?
No, I'm not going to defer,
okay,
actually.
You get first pick of the over-unders here.
I'm
and by the way, do you want to say what's on the line before we do this?
Go ahead. You go for it. Tell them what's up.
So we were going to say that the loser has to dress in full uniform as a Met or a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
But then BT came up with a brilliant idea, which I thought was great, a specific player.
Yeah.
Not just for the Mets or Yankees, but the winner gets to pick what specific player the loser has to dress up.
So if I win and I want to make Sal dress up as Mattingly, he's
right.
got to have the stash, the
right.
long hair. You got to
come in, do the show for a day.
You got to do the look.
Full Yankee uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I could do the same thing for you with any Met, 86 Met,
I
current
know.
Met.
I know.
Lindor, Alonso, all that stuff.
That would be a little fun.
Or you could also pick, like, I can make you dress
an
like
old-timer.
Wade Boggs from 86 for the Ooh. Yankee, or for the Red Sox.
Oh.
You'd be full Red
be
Sox
painful,
uniform.
That's true. I could always do, hey, Chipper.
Yeah,
how
well,
you doing, buddy?
There you go. Right.
Hey,
I like that. I like that it's not just a Met or Yankee uniform.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway,
broad
that's,
parameters.
Those
here.
Are the stakes. You have the first pick.
I'm going to select the Volpe one. I'm going to go Volpe over under 55 and a half. I mean, you know, when you steal 24 bases and you basically hit 200, even if you just, you know, uptick 15, 18, 20, 25 points in the BA, which he will. You know, he's going to steal more, walk a little more. I'm going to take the over 55 and a half, Volpe.
Okay, so now I cannot select the over
no.
on that. I could take the under. I get the next two picks. The
yes.
first one I am going to go with. I hate to be negative here out of the bat. I'm taking the Cole under. I think that's actually a layup. You said 20 starts for Cole?
20.5.
Yeah, 20 and a half. I'm going to go under Gerrit Cole.
Sal goes under for that.
Under Gerrit Cole, 20 and a half starts.
Okay.
And then I am going to, yeah, I'll tell you another, oh God, I want to say layup.
There are no layups in gambling.
I know,
buddy. You should know this
I know,
by now.
I know he's going to be banged up, but God, 41 and a half homers. You know what? I'm going to go Pete instead of Judge. I'm going to take Pete over 42 and a half because I think he's going to have a monster year. If there's one thing I feel really confident about with the Mets.
Yep.
It's that Alonso's going to hit a lot of homers. I don't know if he's going to have a good year as far as the average goes,
yep,
everything
yep.
else.
That's a big story to his batting, because then it's 2 years in a row if it's back to, if it's low.
But he's going to hit over 42
and
a half home runs in his walk year. I think that's going to be the case. So I'm going to go Cole under 20 and a half.
Yep.
Pete over 42 and a half home runs. Those are my first two. You're up now for 3-4.
Yeah. Okay. I like him more than you do. I'm going to go with the over. 298 batting average for Jeff McNeil.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would not have taken that
hitter.
For the record.
He's a professional hitter.
Okay.
I'm going to go with McNeil. That's number one. I can't make this two pro Mets here. Poison the water.
Remember, you don't want to lose. This is not a brownie points contest. I do not want to dress
oh, no,
up as
I
whatever
understand.
Yankee
Trust
you want
me, I'm looking to win, dude.
McNeil
over
off
Yankees, 91 and a half wins.
Whoa!
Yeah, they'll be low 90s. I'm not saying 95, 96. They'll be 92, 93.
Oh, I
Give
like
it.
It.
Over.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Yankees over win total. I am going to... So you took your two there, right?
Yes, I have three total.
And now I go two here.
Correct.
Yankees over. I'm just trying to write these down. Anyway, 91.5. Okay.
Maybe Hoff should be writing these at home.
Yeah, I am good to go.
What's up, Hoff?
I like
some tough ones.
I am going to go Alvarez over 23.5.
What a surprise. Run. Everything's skewing positively for the Mets here.
Well, I just think that
Cole
number is extremely low.
And everything's going to be rosy for his Mets, of course.
He hit more than that last year, over 23.5 home runs.
Think about it, buddy.
And I'm going to take... Oh, man. I'm going to take Soto over. I'm going to take the Soto over 946 OPS. I'm hesitant. I really want to take Judge over because I think that's it. Like, think about this for a second.
Yeah.
Pete's number is 42.5. Judge is 41.5.
I know.
Like, it's not about him hitting the homers. It's about him playing.
Yep.
I want to take it. I want to take it. I want to take it. But I know it's like almost a sucker's bet because the number's so low. Mm-hmm. Is he going to play enough to hit that? And even if he plays 120 games, he might hit that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay away from it. I'm going to go Soto over 946. All right, next two are yours.
Okay. I'm going to stay away from the Cole one. There's just too much variables or too much variance.
So you're not taking the over there?
I can't do that.
Okay.
Not yet. No, I'm not. I'm not. I like the Judge over home run. I'm high on Clark Schmidt.
Take the Soto under?
I was actually thinking slightly under. Believe it or not, for not nothing.
It's a high,
you know,
number. I just think he's going to have a monster year.
I do too.
And I think the reason why I picked that, I think it's a safer bet
mm-hmm.
to go Soto over that than Judge over on
yeah.
homers.
I understand the reason there. I got you. Listen, God, this is really skewing a little favorably here for the Mets, but I want to win. I think Severino's going to be really good this year. I do.
You've been saying that.
I have been saying that for the last month. I didn't even tell you this. I drafted him. I didn't take him that early.
Yeah, right, but still.
But you know, and when I took him, I let the whole room know. I've been saying with Sal, yeah. You know, I had Sevy's back. He's going to bounce back. I'm bullish on him. I'm going to take the under slightly.
Under 4
on
ERA.
On Severino, 4.00 ERA. Under.
His career ERA is lower than that.
It is.
All right.
It is. And different league. They've got to get used to him. Yeah.
Now you got one more here.
I know.
And then I go two, and my final two, and then you have the last one.
Yeah, so after the Sevy under the four. I got to go over Peef home runs. It's just.
No, you can't.
Why?
I took it.
Oh, that's right.
Off the board.
That's right.
Blocked you. I took it.
Yeah.
Checker on checker. That is not an option.
Okay.
You can take the under.
I could. But I don't believe that it's going to be under, so I'm not taking it.
Interesting that we haven't had, outside of that, I guess,
yeah,
the same.
That's true. That's true. Because I think we're kind of fishing for different things, but the deeper you get, it's almost unavoidable. Man, I'm not touching Cole.
How about the Mets?
You took over for Judge home runs?
I did not.
You did not touch that?
I did not.
Yo, lock it in.
Whoa!
It's Judge time.
Here you go.
Hey, I got two words for you. Or rise.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I would have actually taken that next. Because if you didn't take it,
yeah.
I would have had to. I can't leave it on the board there.
Over 41.5.
I mean, how does he not? It'd have to be a disastrous season for him as far as the health goes to not hit over.
And then at that point, I won't even care if I win the bet. If it's that kind of like a disaster season.
I'll be dressing you up.
Who would you make me be? Like, who's the leader in the clubhouse right now? The first one that comes to mind.
I gotta get some intel first.
Yeah,
whatever Met you hate the most.
I don't hate any Mets.
Yeah. Maybe Red Sox. Maybe a Brave.
Oh,
I don't know.
God. Braves are fairly, you know, benign.
Maybe,
I mean,
maybe Ken Griffey
Series,
Jr.
We beat him. Yeah,
maybe 1995 Ken Griffey Jr. We could do that version.
Oh,
I got
that was
one.
A painful one.
Maybe we do one of those bobbleheads right there. Luis Gonzalez, 2001 Diamondbacks.
That could be another one, you idiot. Come on.
All right, so my final two here.
Yes.
This is, I'll tell you the difficulty that I'm having. Mm. Heart versus head.
It's always a challenge. You really should pick is under 82.5 for the Met wins, but you won't.
Well, that's the point. My heart is saying over.
Yeah.
My head is saying under.
What do you trust more?
That's why I stay away.
Okay.
I am going to do this. The Yankees are not going to win over 91.5 games.
This guy.
I am going Yankees under.
Yeah. Stunning.
What do you mean stunning?
No, go ahead. This is your show. Go ahead. Like this part of the just so you know, I'm going to lay out. Go ahead.
No, Yankees under 91.5.
We'll back it up a little bit. You got something to say.
Going into the year, if I'm worried about Judge's health, if Cole's not there for 2 months, and I don't think he's going to have over those 20 starts,
yep.
They're in a tough division. I'm sorry, I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could be 9 games better than they were a year ago, and I still get that number. So I'm going to go Yankees under 91.5. And then I have one more pick. You took Volpe over. I like that one.
Yep, over, under 55.5 total steals and home runs.
You took Judge over.
Yep.
I like that
41.5.
I'm not going to touch Clark Schmidt. I like him. I just wouldn't touch that one.
I can see that.
Soto went over. I'm not touching Seve.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I took under 40.
I'm torn. I'm either going to do McNeil under, which would be another head-to-head
for
us.
That would be head-to-head, yep. What about the stolen bases for Lindor?
Yeah, or over the stolen base.
Because he had 31 last year, 16 the year before.
Yeah,
he plays every day. God forbid he misses time. I want him to. But if he does, that, and even, you know, I mean, but the 16 to the 31 was a big jump. But that was because of the inability to throw over to first base. So maybe that's his new norm for the next couple of years.
Right, and 23 kind of in between.
Then again, it gets off to a slow start, maybe. Weather's a little cold, like it usually does.
I've narrowed it down. I'm either going over 23.5 for Lindor or under McNeil batting average. I don't believe in McNeil. I'm going to go over. I'll stay positive here and go over Lindor 23.5 steals.
Okay. That was your last pick, right?
Yes, you have the final pick.
I've got one more.
Yeah. And then we get the tiebreaker.
This will be the final dagger for you.
You're going under Mets, aren't you?
Yep. Under 82.5. Under. Now, to be fair to this, right? You know, January, February, they felt like a 75 win team.
Yeah, you were saying that bad. I thought they'd be better than that, but
I know you did. I don't feel like this is a 75 win team. I don't. I feel like it's more. It's good. It's close. Mm-hmm. Like that number's close. 80. Maybe you scrounge out 81.
Make you sweat that last week of the season as the Mets try to push to 500.
Under 82.5.
All right. Tiebreaker. Total games played. We're going to give a number.
Okay. Total, oh, yeah, yeah. And I like this. Yeah.
Whoever's closest to the number.
Yep.
Total games played for Judge and Soto.
Combined.
Total games played for both.
All right. Let me just do a little math very quickly. Or I have a number. I just want to make sure that I'm going to stick with this number here. I'll do that. We'll do.
Man,
we'll do this. Mm-hmm. So it's out of 8, 16, 24, 32. So out of 324 possible games.
Right.
That's the number. I've got mine.
All right. You want to unveil it? I have mine as well.
290.
I'm a 270. All right.
Stunning.
No, what do you mean stunning?
Again,
I got Soto for 150, Judge for 120. It was a 20-game difference. It's not that big of a deal.
I got Soto for 155.
Okay.
I got Judge for 135.
So we're not that, you got Judge a little bit more. We're not that far off. Now, whoever's closer. I'm at 270. You're at 290.
That's 20 games different. That's a pretty decent amount.
Well, five more for Soto. Maybe I sold Soto short.
But that's what every day. I almost feel like of the two, that was more of a reach.
I feel like maybe 150 is a lot in today's game,
but
I forgot.
But he's playing for contract.
He might play 160.
He might.
I probably sold him a little bit short there.
I got 290.
All right, I'm going to go 270.
Okay.
Whoever's closer. And just to recap, I have Garrett Cole. This is for the season. BT and Sal, over-unders. Winner gets to pick what baseball player in full uniform the loser has to dress up as. I'm going Garrett Cole under 20.5 starts. Alonzo over 42.5 homers. Alvarez over 23.5 homers. Soto over 946 OPS. Yankees under 91.5 total wins. And Lindor over 23.5 stolen bases.
Okay.
And you have?
I didn't write them all down.
I got a Volpe over 55.5 combined.
Home runs and steals.
Yes. McNeil over 298 batting average.
Yep, definitely had Clark Schmidt under 3.75
ERA. You didn't pick that. You picked Yankees.
I mean, Severino under 4.0. That's what I meant. My bad.
Severino under 4.0.
Mets under 82.5. Yanks over 91.5 wins.
Judge over 41.5 homers.
Judge over that with the bombs. Yeah, and now that I think about this, because my mind's so like recent, like current players, even going back. Now, I'm going to have to go back into the 70s and like, I'm going to find some like Mark the Bird Fidrich with the floppy, crazy disco hair.
Catfish Hunter.
Yeah, I think Reggie with the chips. Remember the show Chips?
Yeah,
I think I'm going to put you
in. I think I'm going to put you in a Met uniform. Just a matter of which Met it's going to be. It's either Mets or Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to feel the pain
okay.
that you deserved after a long season of losing. BT and Sal.
Good luck getting 82 and a half, buddy. Have fun.
BT and Sal on the field. We'll come back. Have your calls. Call of the day as well on the other side. All ahead still in this final hour. We take you up until 2 o'clock. And then, of course, you got 3:30 Yankees pregame as they take on the Astros to get their season started.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Ray is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's doing, guys?
What's up, Ray?
BT, you said you're from Marine Park?
Yeah.
I'm your neighbor, Garrison Beach.
What's up, Ray?
Thank you for your level head. Sal, you're killing me, man. Isn't every team's expectation to get to the World Series?
No. Absolutely not. I can list you off about 20 teams that, yeah, they wish, their hope, the expectation, absolutely not. Matter of fact, the Mets' expectation is not to get to the World Series this year. They said it. The expectation is playoffs.
You're making excuses for the Mets already, and you want the Yankees to go 162 and zero. That's what you're looking for.
No, that's not, Ray. Ray, that's not. Ray, let me spell it out for you. Plain and simple. Just listen to what I'm saying.
Hang on, Ray.
Bye, Ray.
Nah, come on, Ray.
I'm trying to talk
to you. Go ahead, Sal. Go for it.
Ray, I never said, and this is me saying it. Hopefully, Ray has his ears cleaned out. Are your neighbors with him? Maybe send him some Q-tips. This is what I'm saying here.
Neighbors.
The Yankees don't have to go 162-0. The Yankees have the highest of expectations. Don't shoot the messenger. Brian Cashman said it himself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They're taking a run at the championship. The Mets aren't. That's an embarrassment for the Mets, because I believe in this town, every year, you should be making a run at the championship. And it is, BT, opening day, a day where hope is in at least the majority of teams.
Yeah.
And some have greater hope than others. And I do think the Yankees, even with stuff that's happened in the spring here, specifically the Gerrit Cole injury, their hope and expectations still should be, with Judge and Soto in that lineup, mash their way to a World Series.
It is, but there's a little difference between hope and expectation. Slight. Nuanced.
The expectation is to go compete for a championship.
Which they're starting today in a couple of hours, correct?
Do you think, maybe we'll get to the meat of it now.
Yeah.
Do you think they're good enough to win a World Series?
Not without Gerrit Cole. No.
Well, Cole's out for 2 months.
I understand that. But so, I hope he's only out for 2 months, is what I'm saying. Like, if he's out for 2 months, do I think that they can, you know, stabilize things to start and keep afloat due to the offense? Yeah, I think the offense can carry this. I think this offense is going to carry this team for most of the season, but it really needs to carry it for the first couple of months without Gerrit Cole. If Gerrit Cole does not come back, I don't think they can win the World Series.
Let's say Cole does come back and Cole is what he was a year ago, or at the very least close to it.
Let's go.
You think they can win a World Series?
Yeah. Of course.
You think they could get to a World Series?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where we disagree. I just don't think they're good enough even outside of that. But how can you ignore the fact that Cole has been banged up? Eric is in Clifton. What's up, Eric?
You're going to have to rename Call of the Day with Sal's Wrecking Ball of the Day. I got to tell you guys.
That's actually, Eric, that's funny. If you ever call the day Sal berating somebody. And it starts off so cordially, too. It's just a slight misunderstanding. It tends to happen a lot.
I was telling Zoo, I listen to you guys, you know, all the time. I work from home. You guys make the day just fly by. And it's just, this is one of the funniest shows that you guys have ever had. I can't. And I was telling Zoo, Sal, I finally realized who you remind me of. You remember the movie A Christmas Story?
Yeah, yeah.
The Santa Claus with the boot, and when he talks to the kids and he smashes their feet when he wants them down the slide. That's Sal. That's you want to destroy these guys.
Doesn't even enjoy the holidays, Eric, is what I'm hearing. Yeah. Yep, yeah. That's grumpy Sal for you.
I love Christmas time. I don't love callers that don't comprehend what I'm trying to say.
I I'd love to be on your block when it happens this time next year. Your first time in your new house, oh my God, it's going to be brilliant over there. Anyway, regarding the Yankees, I kind of agree with both of you guys. I mean, looking at the, you know, with Judge and Soto, I mean, I don't think I can remember like two guys back to back on the team since like Canseco and McGuire, where it was just like so much, they could do so much damage. And if they can elevate the guys around them, and BT, I think you nailed it. The quicker, you know, if you see Volpe in that one spot, you know how the Yankee season is going.
Yes.
He gets up there because, I mean, since Ricky Henderson, this guy can be that kind of a leadoff hitter for you guys.
It's there's never going to be another. And let's tap the brakes with the Ricky stuff. I mean, Ricky Henderson's Ricky Henderson. Ricky is in a class of one. I mean, you look at some of Ricky Henderson's minor league numbers, and it's such a different game and obviously different positions and all that stuff. But, I mean, Volpe is not going to be Ricky Henderson. He might have more power when it's all said than Ricky Henderson, but there's nobody ever that's going to run like him. Let me just look at this. Ricky Henderson, by the way.
You think he's going to have more power than Ricky? I know the game is different.
I do.
Ballparks.
I
Volpe
do. Volpe
more power than Ricky?
In terms of, like, is he stronger? Is he squatting more? No, but is he going to hit more home runs? I think so. Yeah.
All right, okay. What are
all right, so here? This is amazing. Ricky Henderson. Dude.
I know. Did we go over him recently?
His minor league numbers. His first year in high A ball, right? 95 stolen bases. Hit 345. Second year, they bump him up to double A. Hits 310. Steals 81 bases. Then the Pacific Coast League the next year. So each year was one stop. That's how they used to do it. You know, 77, boom, one level. 78, boom, elevated. 79, boom, before he gets the call in 79 as well. And he hit, what did he hit? 309, and he stole, this guy was ridiculous, 44 steals in 70 games. But, yeah, I do, you look at Ricky's best power year, he had 28 home runs in 1990, and he had 28 home runs in 86 for the Yankees. Otherwise, it was a lot of single digits, believe it or not.
No, he had 24 in 85.
Yeah, and then 28 the next year.
Yeah.
And then 28 and 9. But look at all the single digit home run season.
No, I understand that. But remember, back then.
6, 3, 9, 9, 9, 9, 2. Nine, I mean,
back then,
we had 21 last year.
28 was a big deal. No,
I understand that.
17 was.
No, I'm just saying he's going to have more home runs than Ricky Henderson will live.
You think he's going to hit 300 in his career?
That would surprise me. That would surprise me.
I don't know. I just feel like Ricky was.
Ricky was one of the best players of all time. I'm not saying. I'm just saying from a sheer volume home runs, I think Volpe's going to hit more home runs.
Maybe. It's obviously not going to have anywhere near the stolen bases. The average.
Nobody will ever. Ever.
I mean, it's ridiculous when you look at some of these numbers.
Crazy.
Kids now wouldn't even believe that. 100 stolen bases, 130 stolen bases.
Yeah,
I mean, ridiculous.
Sick.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back, have more of your calls on the other side, 877-337-6666. BT and Sal back on the Fan. The next time we talk, which will be tomorrow, we will have a game to react to.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to watch this game. And because you and I, you know, when we started together doing these shows, the season was over, really. It didn't mean much.
Yep.
The texting back and forth, I got to warn you.
Mm-hmm. Gets a little volatile on your end.
Well.
It gets a little belligerent.
Might not be pretty. What numbers do I have? You know, like the Alonzo over 42.5.
Yeah.
Like when Pete hits a homer,
I'm going to get a text.
Your phone's going to ding.
That's okay. Yeah. I'll just put it on mute. Yeah, I'll ignore you. I'll ignore you until I come in the next morning and I can't ignore you. Then I'll go at you.
See, like you said before, I want to enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Whether the result may end up in my favor or not doesn't really matter, but I'm going to enjoy each ride.
Well, yeah, but it's my sincere hope, and I mean this. Like, this is going to sound like a kind of a prick thing to say, but I mean this. You know, I hope that you enjoy the ride, but I hope that you're able to enjoy the ride because your team provides you joy, not because you take enjoyment and solace in the fact that the Yankees are scuffling. Like,
I'll take what I could get.
I know you will, and as a Mets fan, you should. But I hope it's a little more than enjoying somebody else's pain. Not that I think there will be a ton of pain for the Yankees during the regular season. I think they'll be very good. You know, low 90 win total playoff team, as I've said a million times. But I hope you can extract a little enjoyment on your own. Like, I hope that your team can provide some fun for you.
So, same. I just don't know if that's going to be the case. I do think, all kidding aside, like, best case scenario, I don't want a Subway Series myself. I wouldn't turn it down.
Why don't you want one?
I just never liked the idea.
Asked you this before.
Yeah, from either perspective. Like, if I'm the Yankees, I want the Yankees to get in on their own without the Mets in it, because then it becomes about a Subway Series. When it happened in 2000, it was different because it was a changeup for the Yankees, other than just winning every freaking World Series. It's like, yep. Oh, yeah, here's a different way to make this fun. Let's beat the Mets while we're at it. And they did. Like, it couldn't be any better.
We had to spice things up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. It was too
variety.
Boring.
It was getting a little boring, a little mundane,
yeah, winning 3 out of 4 years was a little boring. Let's add the Mets to it, and that adds a different element, which it did.
Yeah.
And then they won that. So from a Yankees perspective, I wouldn't want that now.
Okay.
And from a Mets perspective, I wouldn't want that ever, just because no good could come out. Like, okay,
well, no. What do you mean no good? If you win,
big deal. Then it's
the biggest reward.
No.
You can shove it down every Yankee fan's throat.
It would have been.
You guys scared?
It would have been in 2000. Now it wouldn't be. Now it'd be like, oh yeah, so we're even.
And
also, to further that, I just forget even about like being afraid to lose the Yankees. Like, I can't be, because I already endured it. I lived it in the prime of my fandom.
But you didn't live it on the air with me.
No, but I lived it in the prime of my fandom, and that was even worse, I think. But the worst part is that it takes the spotlight away.
That I understand.
That's what I don't want.
So it's like, say, 60%, whatever the denominator, 60% Yankees, 40% Mets, 55-45.
As opposed to 100-0.
70-30. I hear. Like, if the Yanks and the Mets are both sharing the spotlight, the Mets and the Yankees are not receiving 100% of the adulation and attention. Now, the games are, but it's deflected and splintered, and you got to share the table a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't think either fan base. Now, again, I'm not going to speak for everybody.
I would love it. I would love to go through on the now.
Well, that would
very
be
quickly
different,
too. It would be so unique. Now you have to remember. I don't even know if you know this. The Subway Series, when it happened, I wasn't even in the state. I was living in Las Vegas, and I was when the Yankees got that last out and won it. I was at a bar in Las Vegas, which was awesome. I was in my 20s, mid-20s. It was wild. I had a great time, but I wasn't here. I didn't get to experience it here. And I would love to do that. I would love to be on the air with you and the Yankees and the Mets, but it would be sheer lunacy.
Agreed. If you're talking about from a station perspective and a job perspective, then there's no way that it would get any better. It wouldn't get bigger or better than a Subway Series. So, yes, from that aspect, but from the fan point of view, I could understand both sides not wanting it.
I can see that a little
bit. Anyway, we know that one team has the chance to go this year, one does not. And unfortunately, it's the Yankees that have the chance. They just got to live up to those expectations. And the Mets are hoping to be a playoff team. Bobby is calling from Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Yeah, hi, guys. Before I get to whether Judge deserves to be captain, BT, you know, Cole's two best pitches are his fastball and slider, and those are the two pitches that causes the most strain on an elbow. And that's going to be a problem if he does come back. It's going to be in his head, and I think he'll have an ERA closer to 4.
Yeah.
And if he's effective with Rodan and Cortez's injury history in a head case, and shoulder surgery, shoulder injuries, and Stroman hasn't thrown 140 innings. I don't see a chance of him getting to. I could see him getting to playoffs.
Well, it's not ideal. I mean, Bobby, listen, would I rather be rolling out Clemens and Pettit and, you know, Mike Mussina and, I would. David Cole, of course. But that's not what it is right now. Now, I understand why you might say that about Gerrit Cole, the extra exertion. You know, a slider is a fastball, if you throw it right, is the least taxing. So you're wrong with that. But a slider, just the torque and the explosion and the pressure on the joints, the elbow, the shoulder. Yep, that's definitely something. There's something to that. But I don't know what he feels. And Bobby, with all due respect, neither do you. I don't think he'll be afraid once he comes back. I don't think he'll be reluctant to let it loose, because he won't be out there until he feels good enough to do it. and we'll just see what who he is when he comes back, if he comes back.
There's no reason to believe that he wouldn't be himself if you're assuming he comes back.
Exactly.
Like, you can't assume that because production and performance is never the issue. Same thing with Judge. I'm not worried about Judge as far as performance goes. Now, postseason, a different story, but I'm worried about Judge as far as staying healthy. If he stays healthy, he's going to hit 60 home runs.
60? You think he's, if he plays 150 games, he's going to hit 60?
What did he hit last year in a game where a season where he played
barely
30?
Because we had the bet, which, by the way, you know when you're paying that off?
When?
Opener, Yankee Stadium.
I mean, get out of here.
I'm bringing the sign with me.
What do you mean no? Oh, yeah, all right. I got to pay that bet off, and you have to also go to Rollin' Rooster and do the...
I got to go back.
No,
my first job.
I
got to be the busboy. No, I get that. My first job was a busboy at Rollin' Rooster.
Yeah,
Edmonds Avenue.
Yeah, all right.
You know.
But anyway, the fact that Judge came back with that toe and mashes homers left and right, like,
I know.
That's not the issue.
He's a machine.
So to Cole's point, or to the point about Gerrit Cole, it's not about performance. It's just about if he's healthy. And if he does come back, then you have to assume he's going to be healthy. Now, we don't know that. We'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't perform, it's going to be because he's not healthy.
What do you think? That this is, it's with a Yankee and a Met. It's not about a Yankee plausible. If the Yankees staff is awful and Cole is worst case,
or Judge gets
banged up, and
Judge
gets hurt, and a few things happen, that could happen, and the Yankees are languishing, and I think maybe more importantly, Soto is showing visible signs of not loving being a Yankee, then I think there's a conversation in June or July-ish to be a little proactive if it's looking dire.
You got to get something back.
I don't think that that's reckless to say that that's possibly on the table.
By the way, just to clarify from before, Judge played 106 games last year and had 37 home runs.
Yeah, I thought I said 34. 37. That was crazy.
Dude, in 106 games.
He's the man.
That's what I'm saying. He plays a full season. He's going to hit 60.
And you know what he's going to have going into tomorrow when you drive it in? He's going to have one. He's going yard today.
Oh, you going to bet that?
No.
Oh, you are? You're just going to sit back and watch it and enjoy it.
I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it.
By the way, if you missed anything earlier, we had Keith Hernandez on. We talked plenty of Yankees at opening day. Make sure you check it out on the free Odyssey app. You can also get our podcast of the show in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you check that out. We'll be back again with you tomorrow and recap Yankee baseball and preview Mets baseball on the Fan. Enjoy the home opener, or enjoy the opener, not home opener. Enjoy the opener for the Yanks. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. Yankees pregame at 3:30. Thanks, everybody. Listen and called. Appreciate each and every one of it. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!